Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, with Titanic back in theaters, the focus is on maritime disasters. Let's begin with a 1980 film called Raise the Titanic, based on the best-selling novel of Clive Cussler. It's actually a thriller, the main story of which is set some 75 years after the events of 1912, though flashing back to a period subplot. The hold of the sunken Titanic is discovered to contain a rare mineral needed by the Pentagon for use in its top-secret defense program. The title says it all, as, in order to get at the mineral, the protagonist, Dirk Pitt, must raise the Titanic. The book was written before the discovery that the ship had split in half. The film, which starred Richard Jordan, Jason Robards, David Selby, Ann Archer, and Alec Guinness, was a critical and box office bomb. So much so that Cussler has been steadfast in his refusal to have any of his other books adapted for the big screen. In fact, he sued the makers of Sahara to try to prevent its distribution. Seemingly the only part of the film that received positive notice was the score, which is by John Barry. Here's the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Nick Rain, in music from Raise the Titanic.
Thank you.
Music from the 1980 film Raise the Titanic, after the novel of Clive Cussler. John Barry wrote the score. The City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Nick Rain. The film predated the actual discovery of the Titanic by a decade. Still, it was a Titanic flop. We'll have more music for the Titanic in just a bit. First, we turn to The Perfect Storm, the film released in 2000, inspired by another true disaster, that of the sinking of the fishing vessel Andrea Gale, which was lost in a confluence of very bad weather conditions in 1991. The events were related in a popular book by Sebastian Junger, which became an international bestseller. Of course, George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg were in the movie, which made a lot of money, generated a little controversy, and also featured one very large computerized wave. Here's a segment titled The Rogue Wave, music of James Horner from The Perfect Storm.
Thank you.
Music from the film, released in the year 2000, The Perfect Storm. We've heard The Rogue Wave, the score of James Horner, featuring brass licks, which I think have been featured in just about every Horner score since at least the late 1980s. Not to mention Rachmaninoff's First Symphony. It's known in the film score community as Horner's Danger Motif. We'll have music from another Horner score later on in the hour. In fact, it's one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time. In the meantime, back to Titanic. Here's the main title from A Night to Remember by William Aldwyn. The main title from the 1958 film A Night to Remember. The screenplay, adapted by Eric Ambler, from the book of Walter Lord, recounting the final night of the RMS Titanic. The music was by William Aldwyn, and we've heard the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Rumon Gamba. A Night to Remember is still considered by many the definitive cinematic depiction of the tragic events of 1912. The Titanic struck an iceberg at 11:40, on the night of April 14th, and sank 2 hours and 40 minutes later, at 2:20 in the morning. It was one of the deadliest peacetime nautical disasters in history. It's an hour of maritime disasters this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Our next film, thankfully, is purely fictional in origin, although the circumstances depicted on screen are no less dreadful. On New Year's Eve, the SS Poseidon is returning from Athens to the United States when it is overturned by a tsunami triggered by an underwater earthquake. A renegade preacher, played by Gene Hackman, leads the small group of survivors upward to the ship's hull in the hope of eventual rescue. Based on the novel of Paul Gallico, the Poseidon adventure joined Airport as the inspiration for numerous imitators, as an aging all-star cast is thrown together in perilous circumstances. In this instance, Hackman is joined by Ernest Borgnine, Shelley Winters, Red Buttons, Stella Stevens, Jack Albertson, Roddy McDowell, and several others. The film was a box office smash, the highest-grossing film of 1973, and in its day joined Gone with the Wind, The Godfather, Love Story, Airport, and The Sound of Music, is one of the six most lucrative films ever made. Producer Irwin Allen is credited as the mastermind behind the disaster craze. Allen's The Towering Inferno soon followed, as did Earthquake, with which Allen had no association. The music for all three was by John Williams, already riding the blockbuster tsunami, in the case of the Poseidon Adventure, several years in advance of Jaws and Star Wars. Here are selections from the original soundtrack to the Poseidon Adventure.
Thank you.
Music from the 1972 film The Poseidon Adventure, an early mega success for composer John Williams. Of course, only 3 years later, he would go on to write the music for Jaws, and then 2 years after that for Star Wars. A wholly fictional maritime disaster. Would that that could always be so. 25 years later, producer, writer, and director James Cameron would create an even more lucrative disaster movie with a Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet blockbuster, Titanic, the film that was set up in the media as an impending disaster in its own right, yet went on to shatter box office records. First-rate special effects are hampered by a middling script. Still, the Academy gave credit where credit is due, overlooking many of its many flaws, to place it on a pedestal beside the previous all-time Oscar champ, Ben-Hur, with an equal number of statuettes. Titanic won 11 Oscars in all, including that for Best Picture. Composer James Horner was also recognized for his score, the soundtrack of which went on to sell an outrageous number of copies. 30 million, as a matter of fact, making it the best-selling, primarily orchestral soundtrack album to date. For that matter, one of the best-selling albums of all time. Here are selections from Titanic. Selections from the 1997 film Titanic, the best-selling primarily orchestral soundtrack album of all time. Although, as you just heard, there was also ample use of electronics. The composer was James Horner, who was awarded an Oscar for his efforts. It was one of 11 Academy Awards garnered by the film, a mite overpraised, perhaps. It remains an impressive technical achievement, although it is the love story between its leads, which is credited for bringing in repeat audiences. James Cameron's Titanic is the last of our maritime disasters this week. Tradition has it that, as the Titanic sank, the White Star Line musicians, under the direction of Wallace Hartley, continued to play, in an attempt to maintain calm among the passengers. The last work they were said to have performed was Lowell Mason's Nearer My God to Thee. I'd like to close tonight's program with this performance by the ensemble I Salonisti, as heard in the film, in memory of the 1,514 people who perished in the North Atlantic on that terrible, terrifying night.
Gentlemen, it has been a privilege playing with you tonight.
I Salonisti and Nearer My God to Thee from the Titanic Soundtrack Anniversary Edition, issued in 2012. And that brings us to the conclusion of this week's program. Devoted to films about maritime disasters, I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.